This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. You wouldn't know it from the weather outside, but the first day of autumn is 4 days away. Sounds like the perfect time to talk about songs for a new playlist. So today we're giving you some fall vibes news you can use with our monthly St. Louis on the Air New Music Roundup. Per usual, this roundup is dedicated to recommendations and notes on recent releases by artists who represent a range of genres and are either based in or from St. Louis. And this month, we've got three guests. To my left is Matthew Sawicki, co-host of Fresh Produce, a monthly beat battle here in St. Louis and co-owner of Suburban Pro Studios, a full-service recording studio in South St. Louis. Matt, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
And to my right is Chris Cleva-Shaw. Cleva is also a co-host of Fresh Produce, a music producer, and a DJ. Cleva, welcome to you as well.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
And as always, we have our regular selector, St. Louis on the Air producer, and new music show originator, Maya Norfleet. Hi, Maya.
Hello.
Now, before we start, a quick reminder. Everything we play today is on our monthly STL music playlist on Spotify. Just search for St. Louis on the Air New Music Roundup. So let's get into this with a pick that is by you, Matt.
Uh-huh.
It is Steez, and this is by Rockwell Knuckles, Primerica Keem, and Trifecta. Let's give it a listen.
Mind on my money on my mind. Will it drain on me, baby? That's my kind. Rocky the Time Lord, greatest of all time. Tell them everything's gonna be fine. They think I'm lying. Mix show energy. Say what you gon' say. Game like a referee, you know I don't play. This flow's timeless, I swear it don't age. I hope Greg Knight says it's okay. How should I shape it, huh? Liars get money to steadily throw shade. Lie about anything just to get paid. Biggest cap in America, I could do this all day. They are not what they portray. Get out my way, huh?
I just took the game, my hand was handed me, Marshall, my own drum, a couple bands on me, sipping on the tick, sharp as attack, downs in my toe. Sticking to the script, nothing but facts, I'll call my vote. Cost to be the boss, got to pay your fee. Heard you big step, but you ain't got things. Wanna ride the wave, this the seven seas. Ask me about the flow, N-I-C-E. I know you lie. Pardon the ignorance, Lord, just forgive them. They ain't involved in this, so they don't know. Know how I'm all with the syndicate. Talk all articulate and still so artistic with the flow. Oh, they like the authenticity. They horrible lyrically. It's hard to feel them, G often offending me. But they are not us, a whole different spark in the synergy. This is the real North, this is Winterfield.
And that is Steez by Rockwell Knuckles, Primerica Keem, and Trifecta. Matt, tell us why this made it to your list this month.
So I'm a big fan of all these artists, every one of them in particular, individually. And then as a group, I was just incredibly excited to see that they got an album they put out. Trifecta has been really ramping up his production and bringing a bunch of artists together and doing different things than I have seen him do recently. So for me, it was just a easy win to suggest something so cool as this for me. I mean, these are all great cats. Indiana Rome's on the hook as well.
Okay. And Chris, Cleva, and Maya?
For me, it's mainly just Rockwell Knuckles' voice on top of production.
Yeah. Right?
You know, just really, he could just do voiceovers at this point. So that combination, like you were saying, with Trifecta on production is just like chef's kiss.
Yeah. And Elaine, you and I got to see Rockwell and Keem perform with T-Dub-O just this past weekend at Maddie. And it was, like Cleva said, just seeing and hearing them do what they do best is such a delight. So when Matt sent this song as a suggestion, I was like, okay, automatic yes, yep.
Yes, and this is a great one to start with because I was talking about like fall vibes, and this is definitely a vibe
really,
of its
cool,
own.
Cool song. Mm-hmm. And anytime Game of Thrones is referenced, I'm happy.
Yes.
Maya,
you've got the next pick for us.
Yes. Speaking of, you know, music festivals and showcases, this next pick is from me. It's a song and a band that our colleague and friend Darius Varner introduced me to. This is Something Like That by Brosh.
I pray for patience or something like that. The God of his own show. I'm always terrified, I'm always scared, 'cause bad things will happen if I'm not prepared. I wanna live, but I never learned how. I need some answers, and I need them now.
And that is Brosh with Something Like That.
Yeah, so at Free For All, Darius, or D. Dare Bionic, I was there to see a bunch of acts, but also to show love to our friend and colleague. And Darius was like, okay, but I'm going to go over here to Urban Chestnut because Brosh is about to perform. And I was like, who that? And he tells me, and I get over there, and I'm like, what? Never heard of them before, but they've been doing music for a while together. This is their second EP. This is Brosh 2. Mm-hmm. So, I'm again, you know, there's Brosh 1 and probably some other stuff in between. And I was just so charmed, and then also, like, seen and felt with some of the lyrics. Like, yeah. It's very real. Like, even Clev was like, yep.
Yep.
That's true.
This is true.
I need some answers now.
Yeah.
Not yesterday. Right now.
And I think what's great about this song is that this is something that is new to all of us. There are four of us here. Yeah. And that's really the spirit of this show, reason why we do this episode.
Yep, learn new music, get recommendations from people that you trust, or maybe you don't even know them. It's like, okay, I'll check it out. Mm-hmm. And then you'll find something that you really enjoy.
Yeah. So, Cleva, I think you are trustworthy. the next pick is one that comes from you, and this is one that is called Ego Death by Katera. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about this before we hear a bit.
Well, I just like a lot of the things that she does. She's very good instrumentalist and producer as well. And the title stood out to me, because everybody could use a good ego death. You know, you can't get too full of yourself. Mm-hmm. So immediately it was like, okay, let's click this. And then it was just pleasing to the ears.
Yeah, it really is. Almost deceptively so.
Yeah.
So this is Ego Death by Katera. And that is Katera with her song Ego Death. Matt, you have an interesting connection to this.
Yeah, I mixed this song. I didn't pick this one on the podcast, yes. But you know, Clever, you picked one that I had a touch with. I'm
still,
glad you like
at
it.
At the end of the day, yeah, it was a nice trip. I'll say.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. There is something atmospheric and transporting about this for
exactly,
sure.
Exactly. That's exactly how I felt while I was in there. Sun was beaming and on the porch.
Good.
Nice trip.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need a reminder of that maybe as autumn comes in.
Oh, definitely.
Fuller force.
Nice reset.
The next song is one by a singer, an artist, who actually kicked off our very first music episode, Maya.
Yes, this is this next song is by Wes Hoffman. It's called After Hours, and he was our very first artist feature on this new music episodes we've been doing now for 12 whole months. Mm-hmm. Back to back, we did it, y'all. So yeah, this is After Hours by Wes Hoffman.
Yeah.
And that is Wes Hoffman with After Hours.
You know, 12 months ago, Wes Hoffman blew my wig back. He's still blowing my wig back. Especially like you said, it's getting into the fall season. For me, pop punk reminds me of high school, especially. And that autumn vibe of like, ugh, going to be on a school bus for a billion years, it felt like, because these said kids sitting here. I would listen to pop punk backed up with some like hip hop and R&B. And so when I hear Wes, it just, it puts me back in that vibe, a little emo baby, as the days get shorter.
It's like you're getting off the bus, going in and looking at TRL.
Yes!
Oh, my gosh. Or walking through the mall and hearing this kind of music playing.
Walking into Hot Topic.
Oh, my gosh.
Definitely Hot Topic.
Well, speaking of hot, Cleva, your pick with Black L'Amour is the next one that we're going to hear. This is Hold the Line. And that is Hold the Line by Black L'Amour. Cleva.
Yeah, man, this is my pick just because I like the vibes. Everybody knows I like the real chill vibes, but like I was saying on the break there, it just gives me that skating vibe and makes me want to go back and bust my face on the rim.
I was going to say, are you skating?
No. Yeah, as a kid, yeah, but as an adult, I haven't put skates on.
People will surprise you. You'll be surprised when they tell you yes. But.
Oh, yeah, no. Not anymore.
I can stand upright on skates and move forward.
Yeah, on the wall.
This is a song that you would skate backwards to, though. Like real smooth and cool.
No, you
like,
would do all the cool stuff you see on YouTube.
Yeah.
No, I'm just there sipping my Pepsi.
It also seems like a good cuffing season.
Yes.
Sort of.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the next song that we're going to listen to is very different from Hold the Line. And it is quite different from a lot of other music that I've heard. Tell us, Matt, about Middle Class Fashion and Jellyfish.
I picked this song because I think Jen is a really great writer and singer. I've gotten to know her more over the last few years, and she's really impressed me with what she's grown to be doing currently. And I thought that this was a really great example of kind of taking things in a different direction than maybe you've heard from her in the past. So that's why I chose this one.
Mm-hmm. So let's hear a bit of this song. This is Jellyfish by Middle Class Fashion.
I never fall asleep without thoughts of eyes glassy as a shark under ocean ice. I used to swim out far, so far, my love. Now I glance back, my hands clinging to the side. I won't let you take the silly laughter. I won't let you drain my lips to blue. You're not gonna freeze me into terror. I am walking hard away from you. You are nothing but a jellyfish. You poison me. You're good for nothing, sweet. Leave me be. I'm complete. I am clean. You are nothing but a
And that is Jellyfish by Middle Class Fashion. All right, so I have a couple notes here. Our EP, saying the song has attitude, like nursery rhyme vibes, kind of. But with the music and the words sort of not matching up, it has an effect.
Okay.
So you said something about the marimbas.
Yeah, the marimbas and her following the melody with the marimbas. You can never go wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. This is a song that once I started listening to it, I had to play it a few times in a row to catch what all was going on.
Sure.
And then I found myself singing along with it. So is this what...
Jen's songs do that to me. There's another one coming out tomorrow that I really wanted to share, but it didn't come out yet. So,
there's a tease?
But
next month.
Sure, but she writes songs that hook me. They're like earworms, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do find myself thinking about them quite a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. It's actually on my list for next time.
There you go.
Oh, all right. There's a little inside joke there.
Okay, well, I was cooking when I first listened to this, when Matt sent it to me. I was like, okay, play. And I was making dinner. And it's, you know, like... Alex, our executive producer, kind of like, oh, Little Nurse, you are nothing. And then, like, the crash. I was like, whoa.
Yes.
Okay.
There is surprise in this. And a fun fact, one of Middle Class Fashion's songs was actually included in an episode of This American Life. So,
which sounds, I was like,
radio nerds out there. Now, our last song is an interesting one in that it is new-ish.
Yeah.
And this is 155. Matt, tell us what qualifies this as. I'm sorry, I-55.
Yeah, so this is a record that's been just recently remastered and released. High Fidel and DJ Crucial originally put this out in 2001, but it's been recently reissued on vinyl. And so it's new, but it's kind of old for sure.
Mm-hmm. And let's listen to this song, which is I-55 by High Fidel and DJ Crucial, featuring Bits and Pieces.
When the rain comes down, it comes down hard. We race against time, we race against cars. Drive slow on the interstate, this is what we generate. Music for the mind frame, it's for your mind. When the rain comes down, it comes down hard. We race against time, we race against cars. Drive slow on the interstate, this is what we generate. Music for your mind frame, it's for your mind.
Mina san, genki desu ka? Imo ore wa psycho. Happy to be here rocking the show. And it don't stop, it goes on and on. High Fidel and DJ Crucial to the break of dawn. The inner song transmit live over the intercom. You're now witnessing the true and living representation. The sound heaven sent, the foundation evident. Running through the computer, process the evidence. Rocking all over this oxygen-rich settlement. Call Earth to crush an MC, part of the regiment. Hard work keeping the peace in Babylon. With embedment at stake, I rock it, not fit for this rat race. We live in opposition with self. The race robbers, mainly 80% wealth. An opportunity, let's connect and strive for unity. Cause this community act like they got immunity. We got to work together. The people, though we don't work at all. Created in the image of love, great and small. So let's rise above this and touch the sky. Cause there ain't no getting that's better than getting high. When the rain comes down, it comes down hard. We race against time, we race against cars. Drive slow on the interstate.
And that is I-55 by High Fidel and DJ Crucial featuring Bits and Pieces. So when I heard this song, it put me in the mind of the early 2000s.
Right.
And I was thinking, I love this, but am I tripping? Like, what is going on
that
here?
I think that's the golden era of a lot of things, and specifically music. Is, like I said, it's definitely the sweet spot of music. Because, like Maya was saying earlier, the pop emo side of things and then also the rap side of things, mm-hmm. they blended so well. We had a variety of everything at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing sounds like that now. Like nothing.
And to what extent did your high school, you know, music influence what you like now?
Oh, I think everybody's is. I'm a DJ, and whenever I do weddings, one of my homies told me the best thing you can do is to play stuff from when they were in high school.
Yes.
Find out what their age was and play all their hits.
Because it's nostalgic. It takes
tip.
You back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you feel good.
Well, and we want to make you feel good as we introduce you to new music as well. And I love that it is being reissued on vinyl.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Matt and Kava, I introduced you as co-hosts of Fresh Produce, and it's a monthly beat battle
mm-hmm.
right here in St. Louis.
Yep.
Fresh Produce takes place at Atomic in mm-hmm. the Grove. The regular battles happen the first Wednesday of the month, But there isn't a battle, or there is a battle that is happening in October, right, Clever?
October 1st, the first Wednesday. So we'll be back at Atomic. Mm-hmm. Eight producers have their chance to make win $500. I was going to say $100.
I wish.
Yeah, back in the day. just age me in fresh produce years.
That was back in the day. Yeah, it was now we're bigger than that.
Yeah. New levels. You come and you get to witness a great time, and then you see whoever stands on my side is going to win. So.
Oh, well, and we, with intention, put each of you on the sides that you represent at Fresh Produce.
Yes.
The winning side.
At Fresh Produce, you know, what is a beat battle, Matt?
So we have eight producers. It's like a tournament-style bracket, like a basketball tournament or something like that, and they each play a handful of beats. They'll go back and forth one by one, and then we have the crowd and other judges vote on it, and then eventually we get down to our finals, and we have two producers square off. They usually end up playing three or four beats a piece. Mm-hmm. And then we have a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. The crowd typically shouts for more.
Yeah.
That's typically like the thing. So then we just end up staying and playing more beats.
We had to get to a point where we started cutting it off at a certain number, though. We would get five, six beats each into it, and I felt like we were losing grip on what we were trying.
It's like, we know who won at this point. Okay, calm it down, guys.
So it was my side.
So the winners, we're having a fresh
battle
right here.
In the studio right now.
It's always a battle.
So is it through Fresh Produce that you are also introduced to fresh talent?
I would say so. I mean, it's a hub where everybody that's in that particular scene comes. So you've got artists, you've got musicians, you've got people who would battle, and then you just have producers that just like to come around and be around producers.
I remember the last battle that I got to be a judge in with Casey Mackey. I was introduced to Lobotomy Wife, who was great. Like, that was her first battle ever, and she ended up winning that night. So, yeah, you get to meet a lot of new talent. Even if you think you have an idea, it's like, oh, who is that?
Yeah.
You get blown away.
Well, I did not know what she was going to play that night, but I was just the name.
Lobotomy Wife.
And then she's just so shy, standing kind of like off to herself. Mm-hmm. And then she gets on stage and presses play. And I'm like,
it was big.
Your name fits.
Yep.
And Maya, as a judge, what were you looking for?
I like, you know, nothing too familiar. When people surprise me and then it still gets me moving, I'm into it. Yeah. Because you only have a minute.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to capture that attention in that 60 seconds.
Right. So, Matt, how can people learn more about Fresh Produce and sign up?
Yeah, sign up at our website, freshproducebeatbattle.com. You go to /sign up if you want to go straight to it. But our main page, you can just scroll to the bottom and get signed up. It's free to sign up. And that's kind of what I wanted to say about how you're like, how do you get introduced to new talent? Anybody can sign up. We don't charge to sign up. It's free. We want anybody that any kind of music, just get into it. Get in, share your art with everybody. Get on stage and have some fun. Mm-hmm.
Who's been the youngest contestant?
I think we probably had a 15 or 16-year-old that we snuck in one time.
No, that was before my time.
Well, you don't do the interviews, and I might know who's a little younger than you do.
Well, you know, that's fair.
That's such as true.
Well, it sounds like a great time, and I am hoping that I can make it out sometime sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Well, it's every month.
Every month,
and then we have a champions battle January and July. So maybe the champs battle might be better for you
because it's on the weekend.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay.
It's the first Friday. Typically the first Friday of those months.
At Atomic as well.
Atomic. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chris Clevershaw is a co-host of Fresh Produce, a music producer and DJ, also a birthday boy. And Matt Sawicki is co-host of Fresh Produce, a monthly beat battle here in St. Louis and co-owner of Suburban Pro Studios, a full-service recording studio in South St. Louis. Matt and Clever, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
And producer Maya Norfleet. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.